This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Thursday, September 30, and these are the headlines. At least 1,593 COVID-19 positive patients are currently placed on home isolation, with 704 houses locked down as of September 27. This was bared by Mayor Sara Duterte during the Davao City Disaster Radio Special Hours program last Monday. Of the 704 house lockdowns, some have one or more COVID-19 positive patients, which could attest that household transmission remains high amid the city's surge of COVID-19 cases. She also said that 12 buildings, 4 compounds, and 1 school are currently on lockdown. As of September 27, Davao City has 9,084 active COVID-19 cases. Of the total 49,000 cases since March 2021, 38,419 total recoveries and 1,498 total deaths. In other news, the 10th Infantry Division reported that the force of the New People's Army further weakened as more than 200 members were only left under its area of responsibility. Speaking on Wednesday's AFP PNP Press Corps, Southern Mindanao Virtual Presser Captain Mark Anthony Tito, the newly designated spokesperson of the 10th ID, said they are dealing with 5 guerrilla fronts under the Southern Mindanao Regional Committee and 1 guerrilla front of Far Southern Mindanao Region. He said 6 guerrilla fronts were left from a high of 17 in 2016. In sports, Filipina chessers led by newly minted women national master Ruel Tawing Canino of Cagayan de Oro City came up short and settled for a silver in the 14-under girls team event of the 3-day Eastern Asia Youth 2021 that concluded on Sunday, September 26, with the powerhouse Vietnam winning all the marbles. Canino's mother, Maria Gina, said Tawing's older brother Ronald, who qualified in the 18-under boys category to also earn a national master title, will try to win honors for the country in the resumption of the Eastern Asia Youth 2021 event on October 1-3, along with 2 other Filipino wood pushers. You are listening to the audio edition of the Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.